So, בעזרת השם, תורה יוד, תורה כפתת in part יוד, תורה 29 part יוד. והנה הכלל, this is the rule, שצריך לתקן תחילה תיקון הכללי. But first of all, you need to fix the general fixing, overall. First of all. ועל ידי זה, and by that, ממילא יתוקן הכל בפרט. By the way, all of the things gonna be fixed individually. ואף שתיקון הכללי, and even though that the general fixing הוא גבוה ומרומם יותר, it's higher and he's above every יותר מתיקון כל דבר בפרט, it's even higher and bigger than fixing every detail and detail. עם כל זה, with all of that, מחמת שתיקון כל דבר, because that if you want to fix anything, first of all, it depends, תלוי במוח, it depends in the brain, in the wisdom. There is a source. If for an example, a person has fever, now you're going to give him something, akamol, I don't know how you call it,
aspirin,
all of those that it's to push away the heat, you haven't solved the problem, so it's not healing him at all, it's only temporary. And adrabah, there is situations like those that you can create a damage by fixing only from on the surface and not going deep to make a root canal. You need to do that. You have to go deep into the source of the problem. Rabbeinu is saying, tikkun haklali, it's fixing the brain. The brain, he is the source of everything in the human being, because he is sending all of the orders, all of the... דהיינו להמשיך לבנונית מן המוח, means to pull the white color from the brain, בבחינת, in the aspect, ונוזלים מן לבנון, in the aspect of that, those words, that the white color is comes down from the brain, מן לבנון, לבנון, this is the white color, ולרומם המוח, and to rise the brain, אי אפשר כי אם על ידי תיקון הכללי. You cannot do that by nothing else except of that general fixing. Like that we said, when the person is still attached to his lusts and desires, he's still like acting like an animal. This is it. Because the power of imagination, it's an animal power. It's the power of animals. Excited. Getting so thrilled and so into it. It's all imaginations, no matter what. $1 billion, 5,000 models, I don't know what. Craziness, oh boy, sir. There is nothing into it. When you're wise, when you're logic, when you're thinking about it, there is nothing into those nonsense. A person is going to be punished. Punishments that you can ever imagine, that we don't want to talk on them. Horrible punishments on every sin, on every avon. If you would have think about it seriously, what am I doing to myself? No one would move a finger to sin, chas v'shalom. Cannot. There was one student of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, his name was Rab Shmuel Isaac. Rab Shmuel Isaac, he was a huge, huge tzaddik, mekubal, even before that he met Rabbeinu. But he, from his point of view, saw that he had a very hard body to break. Body that was stubborn. And he was fighting with his body a long, long time. He came to Rabbeinu and Rabbeinu told him an advice. He told him, talk to your organs. Talk to your body. Surrender your body, convince your body to stop from sinning. And he took that advice. And he went, and every day in his Itbodedut, he was saying to his eyes, 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 don't look at things that you're not allowed to look at. You know what's going to be with you, what's going to happen to you in the world to come. We're going to be punished on what that you're doing. Hands, what are you doing? Don't touch things you're not allowed to touch. Don't do things that you're not allowed to do. He was doing that, talking, conversation to his organs. After a while, he came to Rabbeinu and he told him, Rabbeinu, the body is stubborn. Nothing changed. I'm talking to myself. Nothing happens. What can I do? Rabbeinu told him, I gave you an advice. Hold that advice. Don't worry. Keep doing that. And he kept. In the last days of his life, he said that he came to a level that when one of his organs just feel that there is an option to sin, that he can do something to sin, immediately that organ is losing all of his power. Becomes like numb. He cannot move. This is it. There is an option to sin, his eyes getting closed. Someone is getting into the room, immediately his head is going down. Someone is offering an option for something, his legs cannot stand up from the chair, cannot stand up from his seat. He came to that level that his body surrendered totally to him. By what? By talking. The advice of Itbodedut, of talking to yourself, Rav Shalom said, the main part of the Itbodedut is not even the conversation with Hashem. It's conversation that you talk between you to yourself, that you are talking with yourself. To all of the people that are saying that they're afraid that people are going to see them and going to think that they're talking to themselves and that they are crazy, this is it. You're crazy. This is it. This is the deal. From now on, you're a Breslev and Meshuga, and this is it. You're crazy. You're going and talking to yourself in the field, in the woods, in the desert, talking to yourself. Body, what's going to be with you? You're going to be punished. Organs, hands, eyes, lips, nose, ears. What are you going to do? What are we going to do? Have to keep on talking to ourselves. So like that Rabbeinu is saying, to fix the brain, you cannot fix it by nothing else except of by fixing the general fixing, that it's to fix that subject of lust for women, only by being mamash strong in that, working on that daily, praying on that, because this is the main lust. This is the main lust that is attaching the person. The person that is attached to that lust is attached to all of other lusts. This is the fire that lights all other fires. All of the lusts are growing out of that lust. If you're working on that and breaking that, all of the rest is going to be nonsense for you. It's going to be so easy to break. This is why that advice that Rav Shalom said, every day, 30 minutes to pray on that. To break lust for women, to break that. Rabbeinu is saying that the person that he is arrogant, that he is gavtan, he is falling, nichshal be'eshet ish, he is falling to lust for women. It's because of arrogance. Rav Shalom explained that and he said, you want to be important, so I'm going to show you that you're filthy. You want to be so much important that people are going to honor you, I'm going to show you that you're filthy. And he's pushing him down to what? To toilet. To toilet, to looking for nonsense in his life. And Rabbeinu is saying that if a person is even more arrogant, that he's totally arrogant, by that he's falling to Mishkav Zachur. He's got a desire, Chas Shalom, to be with men. Because of arrogance. This is why they're calling it Mitzad HaGa'avah, because it is Mitzad HaGa'avah. It's all out of arrogance. It's all a result of arrogance. Like we said before, we were talking about Ta'avat Achila. A person that can eat two loaves of bread, two shawarmot, two manot falafel. He's eating and eating. You're going to look at him, three steaks. And you're looking at him, you're going to say, he's got Ta'avat Achila, no doubt. But a person that is sitting and paying $300 for a dish in a restaurant, French restaurant, and he's eating in such a delicate way and polite way, his desire for food is a lot stronger than that poor guy that is eating two shawarmot on a central station. He's in a lot harder condition because his lust for food is a lot more delicate. A Haredi, a person that he's married to one woman, that she's modest and he's got lust for women and he's looking on modest women, his desire for women is a lot harder than a person that is chasing after women in clubs and in discotheques. Because he's just acting like an animal. But that person, he's sick. He's sick in his mind. Because he knows that it's not allowed. And he's checking anyhow, anyway. And he likes certain things. And he's delicate. He's sick. He's totally sick. So also the people that like have desire for men and I don't know what, and they disgust from women. It's craziness. Cause arrogant. Cause arrogant. They're delicate. They're craziness. It's crazy. It's sickness. They're sick in their mind. They have a problem and they need to heal it. And there is no one that can help you except of Borei Olam. And only if you're going to go to the field and going to admit and going to talk to the Creator every day, tell Him, confess, Borei Olam, I'm sick. Listen, Borei Olam, I'm sick. I'm sick. I'm totally sick. And if you're not going to say that you're sick, Borei Olam, I'm going to show you that you're sick. And you're going to have actions that are going to show you that you're sick. If you're not going to bring yourself down to confess and to talk, Borei Olam, I'm going to bring you to crawl to Him to the field. To admit, I'm sick. If you're not going to bend yourself, Borei Olam, I'm going to surrender you. Borei Olam, I'm going to show you that you're sick. The one that Hashem loves him, He rebukes him. And we should learn that and to rebuke ourselves. Daily rebuke. Daily, every day, 1 hour rebuke. 1 hour, long hour, long hour. Of talking to Hashem Yitbarach on our lackings. Only when you're opening your doors to the Kohen to come to see, to watch that your house is contaminated, only then He can purify you. Even if the, how you said, Sarat?
Leprosy
disappeared from your house and you haven't invited the Kohen because you were shy, you were embarrassed, your house is contaminated. Even if there is no leprosy anymore in your house, the house is going to be contaminated. Until the Kohen gonna see Ra'ayta Nega, he saw the leprosy Vetaher, and he'd been purified. By that you revealed yourself to the Kohen. Only by that you confessed in front of a Talmid Chacham, that you went to the field and you talked in front of the Rebbe, and you told him, Rebbe, I'm sick, I love skirts, I love hair, I love smell, I love to hear voice of women sing, I love to hear voice of women talks, I'm crazy, I'm sick. Only by that you're going to be healthy. If you're not going to confess on that, you're never going to be healthy.
You confess to the Rebbe or to Hashem?
You confess to the Rebbe. The Rebbe said so. The Rebbe said that the vidui dvarim, the confession, have to be in front of a Talmid Chacham. And we know that we need to bond ourselves in the beginning of the Itbodedut to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And Rabbeinu said that when that person is doing his Itbodedut in front and confess in front of the Rebbe, in front of the Tzaddik, that the Tzaddik is Chai Almin, like we learned about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and on all of the Tzaddikim, that they are alive and exist. And there is no side of Avodah Zarah in that. And all the people that are saying that it's Avodah Zarah to talk to the dead, they don't believe in the Gemara, they don't believe in the Zohar Kadosh, and they don't believe in Kalev Ben Yefuneh that went to talk to fathers in Me'arat HaMachpelah, in the Chumash they don't believe. Need to go to ask for mercy that the father's gonna go and pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the fathers are alive. They hear you in Me'arat HaMachpelah, and they are praying on you. What, you need to go to pray close to a grave? This is the Sgula? Close to a body and this is gonna rise your tefillot? Chas Shalom, the Tzaddik is alive. Rabbeinu said to his daughter, when I'm gonna go to the world to come, it's gonna be exactly like that I'm moving from this room to the other room. If you're gonna knock on the door, I won't answer you. There was a rabbi named Rabbi Aaron Mibreslev, that he was the Rav Posek in Breslev. When he was asking Rabbeinu questions on the Tzion after that Rabbeinu passed away, all of the people would hear that Rabbeinu was answering to him from the Tzion out loud. They heard the voice of Rabbeinu talking from the Tzion after that he passed away. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, he was answering from his room, from the attic. His wife, after that he passed away, for years he was lying in the attic. And people would come and ask questions and he was answering. It's a Gemara Kedosha, it's not Likutei Moharan that you can contradict. Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon would answer questions, answering questions. After that he passed away for years, over 20 years, he would answer questions from the attic. His wife would come every day to check if he's okay. She was cleaning him, fixing him. He was answering questions. The tzaddik is alive. So we're confessing because the tzaddik, he is the messenger. Rabbeinu said, between me and Mashiach, there is no difference. And until Mashiach, there will be no chidush. No, nothing new going to be between Rabbi Nachman Ibrez until Mashiach. Then Mashiach is going to come. No chidush. There is a lot of wonderful rabbis, a lot of important people, a lot of righteous people that we should honor and respect, and to be afraid from them. They're huge. To honor them with all kinds of respect. But Rabbeinu said that Mashiach is going to conquer the world with his wisdom, with the Likutei Moharan. He said that Mashiach is going to give explanations on the book Likutei Moharan. He's going to explain the wisdoms of the Likutei Moharan. Rabbeinu said one page is going to be the tikkun for everything. All of the rest is extra. One page is enough, really. One conversation is not enough. If we would have been serious, one shiur wouldn't be enough to be totally straight. But we're sleeping our days and nights. One lesson like that, one shiur like that, can wake up a serious person. This is it. From now on, he knows what he should do. Rabbi Nachman praised Rabbi Zusha on the fact that he was waking himself, he was holding on based on the power that he received from the Magid Mimezrich from the first conversation for over 20 years. He heard the first conversation from the Magid Mimezrich and he was going with that conversation for over 20 years. It was enough for him, fuel for 20 years. One conversation. One speech, one word from the righteous man, from the tzaddik, from Rabbeinu HaKadosh. From Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Holy Rabbi. Rabbeinu gave us such amazing advice that can solve all of your problems. Just like we said yesterday, it all depends. If you're putting in effort after understanding, or if you don't put the effort. Our job is to try to cancel our will to the will of the Lord, the will of the tzaddik. Olam, when he created the world, if he now gonna save the world, it's not a game. It's not a fair fight. You have to bring a person that's gonna fight against the nations, against the Yetzirah. You have to have a person, a man, that's gonna bring the victory, that's gonna bring the salvation. It has to be a human being. Because if not, just he made it and he's gonna save it. So it's not a fair fight. The nations, they can complain. Can say, alright, you have all of the powers, you done it. Well, I'm going to show to them that it was a man, like them, Moshe Rabbeinu, that he born to this world, he was the worst one of them all. And he was humble, and he was not holding himself as important at all. Adraba, he was helping everyone and talking to everyone. If you're going to see our Rabbi, that he's helping everyone and he accepts everyone. And how many gerim we have in our class, and how many gerim there is in the yeshiva. How many people? We're accepting everyone. There was a goy that was sitting with us for over 3 months. He was sitting with us listening to the shiurim. We love him, and we talk to him, and we accept him. And the doors are open, chut shel chesed, to all 70 nations. And for free, no air conditioning. Yeah. This is how we reject the gerim. No air condition. This is what we need to the halacha. You need to reject the ger that wants to make it to convert. You have to tell him, listen, it's going to be hard for you. Why you need to bother so much, to suffer so much? There's no air condition. This is how we reject. All of the rest is open. So first of all, it's to fix the brain. To fix the brain means to stop thinking about nonsense. Start thinking only about Hashem. Only about Hashem. And then you're going to see that you're not poor at all. That you're rich. That you have wealth that no one can count. No one can imagine. Rabbeinu said, look for your own treasures, the ta'otzarot shelachem, that you have inside. You have treasures inside of yourself. Everyone here have powers, have abilities, have talents, have things that he can do that no one else can do. You have thousands of souls that depends in you that I cannot help them, only you can help them. Thousands that only you can talk to them. I don't understand them and they don't understand me. If Arav Berland said it to Arav Shalom maybe 30 years ago, he told him, you think that I can help all of Am Yisrael to do tshuva alone? I cannot. I need you with me. And Arav Shalom, I'm telling you the same. He told me the same. That he cannot do it all alone. He needs us. He told me, I wish that all of the yeshiva are going to do what that you're doing. He wished that it's going to be. And you, it's your job. Half of Am Yisrael, it's English speakers. Half of Am Yisrael, it's English speakers. We are asleep. We're asleep. We're in a deep, deep sleep. Half of Am Yisrael. It's not the main part of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. The lucky part are in Eretz Yisrael. Only luck, only kindness of Hashem. It's not more important. It's not more important. There is no more Jew that is more important than the other Jew. So that one is Frum and that one is Chiloni, so what? That one is in Eretz Israel, that one is in Vancouver, so what? So what? What's the connection? That one can be a chief rabbi of who knows what, and that person, he's going to stay religious for the rest of his life in Jerusalem. Adabah, in Jerusalem, it's easier. In Eretz Israel, it's easier. If they're holding on over there, so they're the heroes. They're the ones that we need to respect, how they're holding on. With all of the nations surrounding them, with all of communications over there, with all of the poison that in the air over there. Contamination everywhere. Think about it. They are the heroes. We need them here. We need their help. We need them here. We need their support. It's our job to pull them. One of us have the power to bring 1,000. Every one of us. Rav Shalom said, everyone here from this yeshiva can be an admor, can be a Rosh Yeshiva, can be a chief rabbi. Everyone. What's the difference? It's only one thing, the will. If you have a strong will and you're dedicating your life to that, this is what that you're going to do. And Bar Olam is going to provide you everything. Everything that you need. If you're going to need a building, he's going to give you a building. If you're going to need $50 million, he's going to give you $50 million. It's all corresponding to your will. You have a strong will, you're going to have the success. Hakol holech achar haratzon. Everything is going after the will. Bederech she'adam rotze lelech, in the path that a person wants to walk in, molichin oto, they're leading him in that way. If you're going to want to be the biggest mezakeh rabim, and really you're going to want that, not for honor, for the rabim, to justify others. If you're going to want it, you're going to be that. But I'm going to be there for you. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to save Am Yisrael, and Bore Olam made him to be the Savior. He made him to be the Moshiach because he cared. He cared about Am Yisrael. So Bore Olam told him, you're the one, and pushed him. When Bore Olam going to decide for you that you're going to be a millionaire, you're going to be a millionaire. When you're going to decide that you're going to be married, you're going to be married. When he's going to decide to make you a rabbi, he's going to make you a rabbi. You have a proof in front of you. This is the best proof. Can it be that I'm supposed to be a rabbi? It's craziness. But you know, Bar Olam wanted it. No, it's not humility. It's tachlis, the maise. Bar Olam wanted me to teach. Why? Because I really wanted to teach. Because I was sitting from day first in this yeshiva with the most wounded people in the yeshiva. This is what I was doing. From day first, I saw a person in the first day that I came to the yeshiva. Second day, I saw a person that was lying on the porch in the old yeshiva in Shmuel HaNavi 40. He was totally drugged. He was stoned, totally. His clothes was filthy. He was on his way out. And I put a lot of effort with that person. For 6 years I was dragging him here in the yeshiva. to another shiur, to another this and that. We were washing his clothes in our house. We were giving him to eat. We were inviting him for Shabbos in our house. We were holding him for years in the yeshiva. And this is how you're achieving something. Hashem is saying, you're taking care of my sons. I'm going to take care of your sons. You care about me, I'm going to care about you. You love me, I love you. Olam is checking. Measure for measure. It's a way of observation, of leading us that lopas kamina olam, never stop, they're never gonna stop. Always it's gonna be like that. Kepum tzara arga, as much effort that you're gonna put, you're gonna have the reward on that. So that tikkun haklali, it's in the aspect v'bchinat kenesher yair kino, like the eagle that is waking up his nest, like we said. You see, Rabbeinu was talking about tikkun haklali, and then what's the tikkun haklali? Kenesher yair kino, that the eagle wakes up his nest. What it means the nest? The young efrochim chicks, that he's waking them up. What it means? That he cares about them. This is tikkun haklali. Tikkun haklali, it's when you care about others. When you become to be a male, mashpia, zachar mashpia, helping, caring, supporting, holding, helping, giving. This is tikkun haklali. This is the person that is fixed, that is a righteous man, that he is running for others, that he's honoring his wife, taking care of his kids, thinking about the people, about the city, about the neighborhood, about the friends, people in the United States, making phone calls, sending emails, doing whatever he can to save. Like Rabbi Aaron Kotler, that he had Mesirut Nefesh, on Am Yisrael, Mesirut Nefesh. He couldn't sleep one night, he couldn't eat one meal, couldn't rest for 5 minutes when he's thinking about his brothers, what's going on, running, chasing, going, knocking on doors, breaking doors, arguing with the Nasi, President of the United States, fighting, cursing him, fighting with him, everything that he can do, he's doing. Flying from this country to that country, putting, spending money, building yeshivot, running, putting people, not resting. You think that then they had the Holocaust? Today Holocaust is worse. Today Holocaust is worse. Then you could see the Holocaust. Today it's hidden. People running from Judaism, disappearing in Australia, in New Zealand, in England, in Manchester, in South Africa. Jews disappearing, cutting from the trees of Judaism, from the huge Etz HaChaim, cutting themselves. How many percent of Hitbolelu there is?
60%.
Not 60, 70, 80. Yes,
they're
talking about
now.
20,000 a month.
20,000 a month. It's crazy. Have to be strong. We have to wake up. It's brothers and sisters. It's us. It's sons. It's your sons. It's your sons, it's your daughter, it's your son. Kol ha-melamed ben chavero Torah, kilu yeladu. If you're going to teach him Torah, it's like that you gave birth to him, you brought him to this world, you helped him. It's our job, no one going to come in complaints to them why they're doing it, why they've done that. This is what that happened with them. Too many options. This is what is going on. But us, on us there is a complaint. On us. You, that you know so much. You, that you know the solution. Every one of us supposed to be like Rav Boyde. Every one of us supposed to be like Rav Boyde. To fly, to go, to give shiurim in the United States, to go to this place, to that place, to go, to knock on doors, to open synagogues of people that, how they call the Datim,
reforming, reformed, conservatives, going and giving shiurim in those places, going and talking. He's the only one. Need to have 50 like him. 50 is not enough. 50,000 maybe. In every way that you can, to do. Kol asher timtza yadcha bekochacha aseh. Everything that you're going to find yourself able to do with your hands, you should do. A person can go to a discotheque or a club to stand up on the stage and to give shiur, you're obligated to do that. To stand up in a pub in the middle of Shabbos to give shiur in a pub, you should do that. This is your obligation. You're going to see that they're going to honor you. You're going to see that they're going to respect you. Yosef Dan went to clubs and he's opening a basta books and selling in front of clubs, in front of discotheques in the world. Selling books of Rav Shalom in front of a discotheque. This is Yosef Dan. Why not? You think they're not going to honor you? You're crazy. They're going to chase after you. They're going to hug you and kiss you and going to thank you and going to help you and going to everything going to do for you. They're going to be your followers. They need you. They're shouting, screaming for help. They're drowning. You can be their lifeline. Thank you very much.